put your hands.
Blog Talk Radio.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Let's go. Okay, so we arrive around 1 or 2 o'clock. Okay, Ken.
My. You deserve.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You deserve. Brother, my. Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Right, ah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We here to gather together on another day, my brothers and sisters. To lift his name up, Lord. Because we know if your name be lifted up, we'll draw all man to you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord.
My.
Praise
his
holy name. My. You deserve it.
You deserve it.
We here again, my brothers.
We here again.
Oh, because we know that we need them more than anything else right now.
Yeah. Come on, John.
Oh, yes. Help us. The songwriter say, my hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It's a meeting there, my brother. It's a meeting.
Yes, sir.
Meeting there.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk a little bit about prayer this morning.
Yes, help us, Lord.
I'm going to talk a little bit about prayer this morning.
Uh-huh.
Because we need to know. We need to know that we got to pray more.
Come on, Doc.
See, I keep hearing your voice, Brother Eric, a couple of days ago, a week or two ago, when you told me that. You said, Brother Eric, we need to pray more.
Yes, Lord.
You said we need to pray more. I keep hearing that.
Yes, Lord.
We play back in my mind. You telling me that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh. We need to call on his name a little bit more. We need to seek him more. We need
to
serve him more right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. So I'm going to go over to Matthew 6 and verse 5 for a second right here. And it's just simply telling us what do we pray. Help us, Holy Spirit. Because we need to learn. We need to learn that we need to turn to him right now in these times.
Right.
We need to pray more. Oh, yes. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you as humble as I can this morning, Lord. Just thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your grace, and your mercy. So I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to use me in the mighty way right now, Lord. That the meditation of my mind and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. That you help it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water. And that you continue to just have your way in this circle. Have your way on this prayer call, Lord. Continue to help us touch and agree, Father God. Because you said in your word,
if
we touch and agree and we gather in your name, Father God, we can ask anything. Well, we gathered in your name, Father God. We on a platform. We thank you for the platform, Lord. And we gathered in your name, Father God, to serve you and worship you. You said in your word,
Lord.
Father God, that your name be lifted up, Father God, you would draw all man into thee. So we just thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you that it never returned void. We thank you that it do what it is set to do. I pray for every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, Father God, that they have knowledge, wisdom, understanding of it, Father God, that they use it in their everyday lives, Father God, and that they understand it more and more every day. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 6 and 5, my brothers. and then
yes, sir.
I'm gonna bounce over somewhere else, but I'm gonna go to Matthew 6:5 right here, right now, and it simply reads prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer,
mm-hmm.
prayer, 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 prayer,
mm-hmm.
prayer. I'm gonna say it one more time. Prayer.
Yeah,
like the new international version of the Bible. It says, and when you pray, he ain't say not. I'm gonna stop right there for him. He ain't say if you pray. He said, and
uh-huh.
when you pray, help me hold
yeah.
the bed. When you pray, do not be
yeah.
like hypocrites.
Uh-oh.
For they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by others. Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
It says,
oh, come on, man.
Truly I tell you,
yeah.
they have received their reward in full.
It's
it
in
says,
the book.
But when you pray, when
mm-hmm.
you pray,
mm-hmm.
when you pray, say,
yeah.
go into the room, close the door, Brother Ed. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Close the door. And pray to
yes.
your Father, who is unseen. Oh, my God.
Yes. Are you on something?
And then your Father, who sees
yes.
what is done in secret,
uh-huh.
will
uh-huh.
reward you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, and when you pray.
uh-huh.
That,
come on
the
now.
Secret word is when, not if. Not if, but when.
Yeah.
You got to pray, my brother. He's telling you, you got to pray. When
tell
you pray,
you pray,
do not
yes.
babbling like pagans. But they think they will be heard because of their many words. It
uh-oh.
Says, do not be like them.
Uh-huh.
Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Oh, my God.
My.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm.
This then. Is how you should pray. Oh, it's some
teachers,
here,
teachers, teachers.
This then is how you should pray.
Come on now.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Yes.
Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
So he said, give us today our daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation,
yes.
but deliver us from the
from
evil
what?
One.
mm-hmm.
My God. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Sure will.
Oh, some meat in there, my brothers.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes,
but
sir.
If you do not forgive other sins, your Father will not forgive yours.
My God.
Let me park right there for a minute, Brother Eric, before I bounce.
Come on with it then.
Somewhere else.
Okay, come on with it.
When he taught us how to pray, Brother Eric. Oh, help me hold
my head.
Uh-huh. He said, this is how you pray.
Yes,
you
sir.
Don't have to
yes,
follow
sir.
This prayer to the T, but you should talk to him on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me hold
yes, sir.
He said, our Father in heaven.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
We honor your name. We honor your name. Hallowed
yes.
be thy name.
Yes.
Oh, we acknowledge your name, Lord. We know you there. We honor you. We
yes.
acknowledge you right here. Oh, he
yes,
says,
Lord.
Your kingdom come. Oh, not my will, but let your will be done. Oh, help me, Holy
yes,
Spirit. I'm
yes,
on
this
phone
yes.
line, Brother Ed.
Uh-huh.
On earth as it is up in heaven.
Uh-huh.
He said, give us today our
yes.
daily bread.
Yeah.
And forgive us, help me, Holy Spirit, of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us
yes,
of our sins as we forgive our sins, the people that sinned against us. Help me, Holy Spirit. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil ones.
Right, right.
He told us this is how we should pray.
Yes.
This is how we should pray, my brothers. This is how we should pray. Oh, he told us this. I'm going to bounce over.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Randy, before you do some bouncing, you started this thing out, man. And when you started reading this, I was looking at you said over here 6 and 5. I'm stuck right there, Brother Randy. Can you help me? It says, and when they pray, look what he said.
Yeah.
They should, look what he said. This is a King James Version now. He said, and when thou prayest, shall not be as a hypocrite. Look what he said.
Yeah.
I'm stuck there, Brother Man. He said, when you pray, don't be like a hypocrite. And then he went a little farther with that, right? I got stuck there. And look what he said. For they love to pray standing in a synagogue. And on the
street.
So I'm really stuck because, you know, I've been taught that, you know, I might not sound like Brother Randy. I might can't pronounce the words and sound like them deacons and how they go over the Father God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. But I've learned something right here now. I've learned something here.
Yeah.
See, I got to get a personal relationship with it. So I might say, God, Lord, have mercy on me today, Lord.
You know,
he said all these words, all this thing in the public speaking just to be seen and being lifted up.
When
I find out something, brother, he telling me right here that if you've been lifted up when you've been praying, who are you praying to?
You're praying to the Father.
See, you say, hey, man, you don't want to pray in the midst. So when you pray, it's supposed to be vertical. Some people pray to be heard.
Oh, yeah.
Some people pray to be heard. You know what I mean? You're supposed to pray vertical, not horizontal.
Pray
up and ask God to help me with this, Lord. Lord, I want you to be.
Brother,
and he said, you do this here. Come on with it now. Help me.
He told you to go in your room and slam the door.
There you go.
You to drop down on your knees. Because the prayer that is prayed in secrecy, in silent, in secrecy, the Father hears it. Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
Oh.
Come on, man.
He told you that the prayer that's prayed in secrecy, the Father hears it. Oh, yes. Hey, Brother Eric, I asked you this. How you going to have a relationship? How you going to have a son?
Yes, sir.
Have a relationship with a son or a father, have a relationship with a son or a father, and you never talk to him. Talk to him. Never spend no time with him. How you going to have a relationship with anyone if you ever never spend no time with him? Same way with God. How you going to have a relationship with God if you never go to prayer? Help me, Holy Spirit. If you never talk
Mr.
to him.
Mr. Randy.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Thomas. How you doing? Good morning.
Hey. Who's that?
This is 901.
Brother Wick.
Brother Wick. How you doing this morning, Brother Wick? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't.
Glad to hear you on, my brother. Glad to hear you on.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you on.
Yeah, you tagged me, so I said, let me go over here with my brother.
That's what it's for. I knew I was going to tag. I knew I was going to catch somebody on the hook, Brother Ed.
you call me. A few questions I want to ask you, Randy. You know, if y'all don't take up too much of y'all time or whatever.
Come on, my brother.
Because you said something about prayer. Something about prayer. First of all, I want to ask you this right here. Like you know how somebody passed, this and that, and all that, and we always say that it was God's work. He was in a better place, and God knew what was good for him. And kind of like if somebody passed something, you say it was their time. Is that correct? Is that when somebody passed, most of the time is their time? Is that a fair statement? Like, because that's what I've been taught. Like,
So
somebody passed Friday. He was going to pass Friday regardless. That was the day God had for him. Is that correct? Is that how we've been taught?
Yes, sir.
Everybody got
a
birthday and everybody got a death day, Brother Witt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody got a birthday and everybody got a death day.
The reason why I asked because I had an uncle that just passed. Not an uncle, but a guy that raised me. You know, the guy that had the shop next to me that passed cancer and stuff. And we watch. You know, I got a bunch of friends. We watch. You know, every day he come to the shop. That was his main place that he liked to come. We watched him suffer days and days and days and days and days. And we prayed days and days and days and days and days. And my question to y'all is, if the good Lord knew he was going to pass, that the day he passed, was when that day was set in stone already and everything, how was our prayer helping him?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, brother Witt.
I already asked you this question, brother. D already answered this question for me because I called him personally about it.
Okay.
Because I wondered, and he told me, he made me, I asked two pastors, because my wife pastor, he told me, and he said, well, you might want to ask a couple more pastors about that because you might want to get a better understanding. And so I called D, and D made me understand what it meant, but I tried to explain it to somebody else maybe about a month ago, and I called D back because I forgot what D told me, what it meant. And I need to get that stuck in my head because it hadn't stuck in my head yet to where how we was helping him when we was praying for him when he was going to pass on this particular day anyway.
Okay, I'm going to give you this, brother. But I'm just going to give you my perspective of how you know, I perceive with the question you had. My perspective of this here is God, like Brother Renner said, he gave us a birth and he gave us an ending. You can't stop it. You can drink strychnine. You can cut your wrist. You can talk about feelings. I've seen people when I was incarcerated cut themselves and they still here, man. You know, I see people get shot with 9 times and they still here. And I see a man got shot 1 time and die. You know what I'm talking about? So let me put this here. When you praying for somebody, we've been taught the ultimate healing is being with Christ. So when you pray to Christ, when you pray to God, you ask God, not my will, but thy will. See, then when you do that, you took it out of your hand and your heart and gave it to God. So God sees that person in that state they're in and take them out of that body. Because as long as they're in that body, they're going to still be sick. As long as they're in that body, you're going to still be crying and praying on them. But he wants you to release them. So when you release them, he can come in. Why God allowed him to sit there for so long, so many days, he's getting us prepared too, so the person can transition to the next stage. But he wants us to transition too, to release him. I'm not saying you don't cry. I'm not saying you ain't going to miss him or nothing, but he wants you to know that I got him. They're in my own. I'm holding them. And that's what he wants us to do, have faith like that. That's a little thing I want to give to you, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I understand that, but I was just wondering, you know, because I'm a pray regardless of whatever, because prayer works. But I was just wondering.
Let me explain one thing to you. Your prayers could have been praying for them for a soul, man, to be renewed. See, I always got it in this mind state. The Lord can take people right when they ready. You see what I'm saying? See, he take you. I see it all the time where he take young folks, he take old folks, you know, he take babies. You know, it can just be that time, but when the time is right and he feel like you ready, he'll snatch you away.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? So you could have been praying for his salvation, man. The prayers that y'all prayed over him could have been helping him in other ways than to keep him here.
Amen.
You know,
yes, sir.
If you understand what I'm saying a little bit, you could have been praying for his soul, his salvation. Once y'all did that, y'all prayed, and the Lord, that it came to that day, he was ready, he was gone, you know.
Hmm.
No, he was gone. But, yeah, man, you know. Don't never think your prayers ain't beneficial to something.
Oh, no. I think they are, but I was just trying to, you know, get the understanding to where, I'm going to give you an example. You know, Kobe and his kids, and all those people prayed before they got on that helicopter.
Yeah.
You know they had to pray. You know he prayed for his kids. and this and that and all that, and probably prayed before they got on there and everything. But if that was going to happen anyway, how did the prayer, when they got on, all the praying that they did and everything, how did it help them if it was going to happen anyway? That's kind of what I'm trying to get an understanding. And, brother, he explained it to me one time, and I understood it. I was like, oh, okay. Because he was like, it was like a gift that's waiting on you. But I don't remember exactly what he said, but he kind of said something to me of that nature. Like, it's like a gift that's waiting on you, but you have to pray upon it.
You do know it's glory on the other side, right?
Right.
Oh, yes. Oh, see, we stuck in the carnal mind and don't understand that really the other side is where we need to be trying to get. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's glory on the other side. It's
right.
You know, when you hear that statement saying that they're in a better place, I truly believe that.
I do too.
You know, I truly believe that. So, you know, they ain't suffering no more. They ain't in pain no more. They ain't, and you know, going through the things that we still going through no more. It's victory.
But that's my question, though, Randy. If he was going to be in this pain anyway, if God had it for him to be in this pain anyway these days leading up to when he had to go, when we was praying and everything, how was we helping? How was prayer helping?
Well, you know, y'all could have been praying. The prayers could have been for his salvation, for his soul. You know,
again, hey, Brother Randy, I want him to listen, right? Pray when you listen, Brother Witt, because I think we got the answer there. And I don't know what words you were trying to hear, but when y'all pray, if you believe in God, right? If you believe in God, again, it's got to be like this, that we have a beginning and an ending.
Mm-hmm.
No man know when that day gonna end, but God. I don't care how much you pray. No man knows that ending. I had a brother-in-law. You hear me? 40 years young. 160 pounds. Woke up the next morning with a massive heart attack and died. You hear me?
Gone. Yeah. Just like that.
He was gone. Just like that. Didn't see nothing wrong with his hip. Weighed 160 pounds, soaking wet, 5'7". You know what I'm talking about? And he was gone. You know what I'm talking about? But since you get when you get closer to the Lord, see, you find out one thing about it, that God got it under control. He got it all in control. You know how he got it in control? Because you got to trust in the Word. Even Jesus died. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Even Jesus had a point of time. You know, they wanted to rush it, but even Jesus had a point of time. They still arguing right today that he died. And they still arguing right that they did he just faint, you know, and all this here, you know. They still arguing right there. So, but what we had to do, we had to trust in God, prepare our death the same way he prepared us to come in this world. He prepared both ways. We had to accept that and believe it. And then I'm gonna tell you like this here. No matter how hard you want to stay here, when you see his face. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you see his face, since a lot of people ain't came back. You know, they ain't came back and told us, I saw his face, because the Bible said no man can see God and live. Have you ever seen your loved one laying in the bed? Just laying there in the bed. Just sitting in the bed right there. And they transition to a wall.
My God.
And they start just themselves, looking at that wall. And you're trying to say, Mama, brother, you know, and they're like they're responding to you. They didn't set their face on his eyes, and they didn't see God transition. See, if there's someone in the room, you know what we should do? We should pray for the ones in the room. We pray for the ones in the room because God is doing his job. God is doing his job. God is transitioning this body, this man or this woman, out of that body as we speak. We should be praying for the ones in the room for strength. So some might not want to release him, and he hear him crying. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is this how merciful God is. He'll let him sit there a little bit. And I felt his finger move. I seen his toes move. That's God letting you know I've still got him right here, right now. But you need to get a little closer to me so I can release him out here, you know. So I'm just thinking in my heart that God, mine is farther from north to south and east to man, east and west, and man's understanding. So we have to step God's will. We have to step God's doing and trust in him when we see him. If we pray right, we stay in line with the word or stay with the word of God, we'll get to see him again. We'll get to see him.
Yes, Lord.
Did I fall off?
My God.
Okay.
I know where Brother Witt went, but he'd be back. Might have fell
off. Right.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Let me do this here.
Let me do it. Okay, because you read that prayer, right? And this is my little. You read that prayer, right? Look here in Isaiah 65. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know where I'm going, right? 65:24. You read that scripture.
Yeah.
God gave them a. This is the way he said the manner of prayer. He said, I'm teaching you because you asked me, teach us how John taught his disciple to pray. So I'm teaching you the manner of prayer. You know, a lot of folks, you know, he's trying to give you some structure. I'm giving you to the disciple. This is how I want you to, the manner of prayer. Now look what Isaiah says. He said, in it shall come to pass. He said, that before they call, I will answer them.
I will answer.
And while they are yet speaking, I will hear them. Now, that's the book, Isaiah 64:24. So he hear you, man. Why you even thinking, brother? Why you thinking I'm finna get the word conquered up in your mind? He said, I already heard you, baby. I'm right here. I want to hold you. I'm hearing you. See, he want us to don't look at the physical part of that person laying there. He wants us to look at it in the spiritual thing and say, let's get out the flesh and look into the spirit. All the other day is going to be. They told us when my mother passed, Brother Randy, they told us when she passed, they said, well, you know, we got to amputate the legs. They told us that.
Oh, my God.
You know, she's up. They say, we don't think she can go through all that. You know what I'm talking about? We really believe that we want to take off this life support. You know, what y'all want to do? And you sitting there, the family and I, we looking at my mother sitting out there, and she's responsive, too. She's looking and moving like I said she was doing. But she told us, she said, as long as I'm living, as long as I got health in my bone, and I'm moving, don't cut me off. And we honor that. But God took it out of our hand. Oh, I love that boy. God took it out of our hand, and he took her when he was ready. So he heard us crying, but he took her when he was ready. That's been 10 years ago. And I still miss her. And I'm still leaning on my breath.
Oh, yeah.
He said, let me read it again, because I think I might have misread it. Isaiah 65:24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I was
before
absent.
They call, I already
and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Hey, Randy, read that out of the NIV, man. What have you got over there? What you got over there? It might not be playing.
Hold on.
Isaiah 65. I'm looking at it. I'm telling you, God hears. He hear our thoughts right now. He hear everybody on this phone right now as I speak. He's listening right now. He knew the disciple wanted to be. See what Noah said. This is why our prayer and the disciple prayer then. See, the disciple had the master right there with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they could tap into him and see where he was at and see how he healed. And they know he was doing it. Now they can go right to him. Well, look how he do us. Yeah. See, all we got to do is know that when we pray, Jesus in between our prayer to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. What he does, he broke the veil on Calvary. We ain't got there yet, though. But he broke the veil on Calvary, right? So we don't have to go to no priest and ask for him to pray for us first. So you can do it on your own. Now, look what the Holy Spirit did. Isaiah said a long time ago, he said, when you speak, I'm hearing you, and I already answer. How yours read, Brother Randy? How yours read?
Oh, yeah. I got to step up a few verses though, brother. I got to get lettuce and tomatoes and all that on my burger, man. I just don't want to get your hamburger bun.
Come on.
Listen, what I mean. I'm gonna start at 22. It says, no longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. It says, for as the day of a tree, so will be the days of many people. It says, my chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will their children doom to misfortune. It says, they will be a blessed people. They will be people. They will be people blessed by the Lord. They and their descendants with them. It said, before they call, I will answer. Oh, yes, sir. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Oh, it says, the wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will scoff like the ox.
And it will
be the serpent food.
They will neither harm
nor destroy on all my holy mount. Says the Lord.
He said, said the Lord.
Oh, said the Lord.
I like that, brother.
Said the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But look at all this tying together. Prayer. Listen to this, brother. Hey, listen, catch this, man. I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to give y'all this one for free. I ain't going to even charge
Come
you.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on, don't charge it, man.
Listen, catch this. Listen how all tie together. Prayer, brother. You just said, before you ask, he hears you, right?
Yes, sir.
When you pray in. You shut the door and pray in silence. So your Father in heaven accepts your prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. But listen to what 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 say. After you pray, listen, get this, and I'm gonna throw the
phone. What you said? Second Chronicles seven and 14, right here. Can you bag up the 12? Get your mule, man.
Listen what it said. I'm gonna back up the 12 just because my brother asked. I'm gonna give you this for free, though, my brother. It said the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. See when you pray to the Lord in silence in your room and by yourself in your prayer closet, as I call it, Brother Eric, closet, the Lord accepts that place. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord, he said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. Listen to what it reads like, Brother Ed. When I set up heaven so that there is no more rain, help me, Holy Spirit. Condemn locusts to devour the land or send a plague amongst my people. Oh, my God. I'm going to read that one more time. Because we got to pray more in these times, Brother Eric. Wait, you still with me? We got to pray more in these times with the things that's going on around us, man. Listen to what it reads like. Catch this, man. I'm going to give you this for free one more time. It says, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. Listen to what it says.
Come on, Brother Randy.
When I have set up the heavens so that there is no more rain, or have commended locusts to devour the land or send a plague amongst my people. He sent a plague amongst we got a plague on the people right now, my brother. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if my people, help me, Holy Spirit, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray.
And do who what? and humble themselves and pray. I'm going to say that one more time.
Yes, sir.
If my
people
who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, pray. Prayer is the key. Pray, pray, pray more. Pray more. Pray more. Oh,
help
us, Holy Spirit. Pray, 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 pray. I'm going to say it one more time.
Yes,
pray more. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. Oh, my God. If you didn't catch that, read it again later on. You'll get it later on.
Hey,
if you didn't catch that right there, Brother Eric, read it one more time for me, and maybe you'll catch it this time. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, Brother Eric, pray.
Yes, sir.
And seek my face and turn from the way, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and heal the land.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, help us, Holy Spirit. He in the midst right now, brother. Oh, he
hey,
here.
Hey, brother. Hey,
he
brother. Man, please let me read out the King James. Please, man. Please, can I read
come
out
on,
the King
brother.
James, man?
Come on. Come on,
hey,
my brother.
Hey, brother Randy. Hey, brother Randy. Since it's just me and you on the phone, man, let me read out the King James, man.
Oh,
look
oh,
at
oh
me, man.
15 just slapped me in the face. Then you can get it all. Listen to what 15 say, brother. It says,
as he healed the land, we prayed,
we prayed the most. We fell on our face, we closed our door, we slammed our door, and we got in our prayer closet, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we called on the name of Jesus, and we got on our face, and we prayed some more, and we prayed again, and we prayed again. Listen to what he said. He healed the land. He will heal the land. Listen to what he said. Now my eyes will be open.
Whoa,
and my ears attentive. I'm going to throw this phone down. Listen to what he said. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer.
Hey,
open
man.
This prayer.
Hey,
oh,
man.
Hey,
man.
Throw the phone out the
I'm pool, gone. Man. I'm gone, brother. I'm gone, man.
Hey, Brother Randy. Hey, man, don't leave it, man, because just me and you on the phone. Now watch this here, man. Because, you know, I'm kind of shy, man. Come help me with this, man. I'm kind of shy,
come on,
man.
Come
look
on,
look at
brother.
The King James, man. I'm just going to read just what you just said, man. I got to read it because the book said it. I didn't say it. The book said it, man. Hey, can
come
you
on.
Help me with it? I'm gonna read out the King James, man. Because the King James is a good thing, man. Watch this here. Well, here we go. In the Lord. I'm in verse 12. In the Lord.
Come on.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is in large cap. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, come on. Come on, brother.
When they put it in large cap in the Bible, that is talking about the God.
The creator of heavens and earth.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's... When you see anywhere in the Bible in this Lord's cap, that means the Lord. It means the God that created heavens and earth. Can I get a witness? And then watch this here.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this here. Why I say that, because look what he said, appear to Solomon by night. I had to do that, Brother Randy. You know why I do that like that, Brother Randy?
Yeah.
Because I want you to emphasize, this ain't no anybody. You might holler on a lot of drugs. You might holler on a lot of things.
The Lord.
But he said, the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, he appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, you hear
come
that?
On, come
hey,
on,
Brother
come
Randy,
on,
did you
come
hear
on,
that?
Come
I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself. For what? For the house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there will be no rain. Or if I commanded the locusts to devour the land. Or if I shall send pestilence, look what he said, among your, he said, look at my people. You know, when you get on this journey, I got to stop it right here. When you get on this journey, Brother Randy, somebody told somebody a lie, right? They say on this side, you know, when you get on this side, trouble goes away, right? That's what they told me.
Oh, yeah.
You're walking on Easy Street.
You know, you all right, everything is good, you know. Oh, I'm telling you.
That was
fun. If you're on this side, if you don't have a little trouble in your way, you don't have a little problem in your way, I beg the difference. God's in your corner. You know why?
See,
when the adversary got you, he ain't going to mess with you because he won't have to work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But
when
someone trying to live, right, he throw a little trouble in your way. You see, that's why he said, I'm going to put some peasants on my people because I'm trying to get their attention.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, what I'm talking about. That president could
be
the coronavirus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're trying to switch
Jesus,
it and say the 5G. You know, they're trying to say they might think, man, I'm telling you, nothing on this earth God don't know about. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say it's invisible. You know why it's invisible? Because he said he told them he came to Solomon by night. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to go home and I do this with him. Look here, I'm going to go over and do this here. If my people, I don't know but one way to do it, brother, man, since it's just me and you. If my people, which is called by my name, and I don't know, he ain't talking about everybody. He said, if my people, not everybody, he said, my people, the ones who wake up in the morning want to hear something like this in the morning, the ones who want to call on his name. He ain't talking about the ones. Watch this here. I'm going to run out the door with this one, Brother Randy. He ain't talking about no perfect person. He talking about somebody that needs the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know why I say that? Because I need the Lord. That's why he said, if my people. Now, Lord, watch this, Brother Randy. This one hurt my heart. He said, if my people, which are called by my name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know why he said it like that, brother? He emphasizes that. He wants us to know, you call my name. You're my people, and I hear you. But look what he said. He said, shall humble thyself and pray and seek my face. I had to read it like that.
Yeah.
And turn.
Oh, we keep
and turn
your face
the,
right now.
Look what he said. And turn from the wicked ways. Then when I hear from heaven, and I would give. Look what he said, their sins, I will forgive them their sins and will heal them. I want to back up and say that again. He talked to his people. He said, the ones that call my name, he said, humble yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hardest thing from sometimes for a man. Oh, and sometimes for a child of God. Sometimes he wants you to come to him humble. He wants you, when you go before he wants you to be humble. Now, I read this in the book. I'm finna go with you into. I read in the book. He said, every knee will bow,
and every tongue must confess.
Don't you know? Watch this, and y'all might hang me up when I do this. Here. Don't you know? Every leader got to bow. Every head of the house got to bow. Every confess that he's Lord. And you might not say it, but you will. You gonna say it in a minute. I'm gone, man. Now, my eyes. That's nobody else's eyes. Shall be in my ears attend unto thy prayer that is made in this place. He said, I hear you, I see you. Once you change, I'm going to look at you, man. I'm going to search your spirit, and I'm going to see if you're really there. I ain't going to do like the other folks do. Church folks will hurt you, man. Brother, man, the church folks will hurt you, man. Oh, man, they'll hold you to sin, man. You don't watch the church. I go to church all the time. Trust me, I know. They'll hold you to the sin. Ooh, he did that? Oh, she did that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We all
get something.
Help me, Holy Spirit. We all say, that's why you're going to fool ourselves. Some of those ex liars, ex busybody, ex teller. I'm just using scripture. You know what? He said ex adulteress, ex fornicator, ex hormone. We probably got all of them. We ex in. But I'm so glad. I ain't like I used to be. I'm gone with this end, brother. This is last one, brother, Randy, and I'm out of here. But now I have chosen and sacrificed this house that my name be there forever. Oh, my Lord, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetual. He said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be their comforter. I'm going to keep them, and I'm going to hold them. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, they're going to look at you and laugh at you. They're going to talk about you Jesus freak, you know, you holy roller. They're going to call you everything the Son of God. Call me what you want to, because I'm trying to see his face, man. Yeah, that's what I am. Good. Keep praying for me, though. What you think about that, man?
What you think about that, brother Randy?
Hey, Brother Randy, I'm going to tell you something while I'm there, Brother Randy. I'm going to tell you why I'm there, Brother Randy. Well, you know why I'm there, Brother Randy? Because he left us over here in Matthews. I know he said you're all around, but I want to tell you something. He wants to seek him. You ain't got to turn to it. Matthew's 6 and 33. You ain't got to turn that, brother, man. I want to leave you this for just in a minute. You know what I'm talking about? Well, yeah. I want to leave it to you, man. I want to tell you. He said, but seek ye. Look what he said. That's what he said.
Yes,
but seek ye first
yes,
the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things should be added unto you. If you're really seeking
them. Bring it all home, my brother. Yes, bro.
If you're really seeking them, man. If you're really seeking them. Can I say it again? Are you really seeking them?
Yeah.
Are you really seeking them?
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hey, Brother D, what you think about it, Brother D? Are you really seeking them, Brother D?
Hey, Brother Eric, a little bird in the sky just sent me over to Matthew 9.
Matthew 9 over here, a little bird in the sky just sent me over to Matthew 9 over here. I had some background noise. I had some background noise. I couldn't speak, but I can speak that. I wanted to say something. I'm gonna go back with what Brad just left. I wonder why he do that. He started out with one verse. He know he should back up and go forward. I heard Brad say something about seeking first. Look at who he was talking to. He says, for the Gentiles, come on, teachers, my brother. Seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. In other words, he let man know that you need them all. And I sent my brothers a verse to fully understand how God know what he know, how he know. How you need to know that God knows. Look what he says. I didn't make this stuff up. Like to tell him, said, take him to the verse. Give him the verse. Chapter 9, the book of Matthew, in the fourth verse. Reads like that. Now, before we read this, I want y'all to let your mind flashback for a moment. My brother read a verse a few minutes ago that uncle gave it to me when I was locked up. It says, while you was just speaking,
I already heard. That's why he can answer you. If you look at Matthew 9 and verse 4,
you will understand why he can answer you. Jesus said this word, he said, but Jesus knows their thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think evil in your heart? You can't Google it. He knows if there's a Christ-like heart. Why? Because he knows man's thoughts. Now, if he knows your thoughts before you think them, so when you call him, he already knows. This is why if you let your mind wander now. Now I didn't come. I don't have a few more right here on the stuff. I can listen, but if you let your mind wander, you let your mind wander for a little bit. My brother got it going. Yeah, I like what y'all doing here, but let your mind wander for a little bit. What? Now you hear me saying he knows your thoughts.
Yes, come on.
He knows your thoughts. That's what I want y'all to understand. He knows your thoughts. Let's go over to verse 9, John chapter 9.
Oh.
And look how we try to fool him. We're gonna say we're trying to fool. Let me get some. I need some spectacles. I'm kind of hard to see here. But look how we try to fool God.
Where you going, man? We ran over to John's house for a moment.
We're gonna go to John's house. Gonna go to the ninth floor, and we're gonna stop running 31st verse. I believe. Let's see what it says. It says, "We know that God does not listen to sinners." Now, this is not my King James verse Bible, so y'all got to play with me now. I get Brad to read again for you. He says, we know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and doing his will, God listen to him. Okay, then y'all hear that right? If you're a worshiper, wait a minute, watch this here. Now, watch this. I'm run back to Matthew right quick. I'm out of here. Brad told me, get on out of here. Run back to Matthew, chapter 9. Chapter 6.
You still read one verse.
And verse 4. Let's go back to verse 4. When we get back to Matthew, verse 4, it says, he knows your thoughts. How do you think you can fool the Almighty when he knows your thoughts? So if I'm praying to God, and I'm asking God for deliverance, and he knows my thoughts, I know what I'm going to do before I do it. if I'm calling on him and he can hear me before I call, he can answer while I'm still speaking, but he knows my thoughts. He knows thoughts.
Yes, sir.
God
yes,
knows.
Sir. Yes, sir.
He missed nothing. God missed nothing. Sisters and brothers, we have got, I hear Briggs all the time, he'll hold you. Man, a hold you in your sin. Aren't you glad that God know your thoughts?
Come on,
see,
man.
See, by God knowing your thoughts, now he know you're not a sinner no more. He know you're a sinner saved by grace.
Hey, Brother D. Hey,
I
Brother D.
Go.
Hey, Brother D.
Go.
Hey, Brother D.
Hey,
Brother D. Hey, Brother D. Hey, Brother D. Brother D. Let me tell you this here before you get off of the dock over there. Hey, Brother D.
Yeah.
The reason why I say, you know, people will hold you to your sin. The reason why I say that, because if you ain't strong enough, you'll start listening to it. You'll start listening. Man, he ain't forgave me. You know, I might as well keep doing what I'm doing then. You know, you can't let no one counsel you like that. Because God, what he said, when he forgives, and that's why I want you to keep reading, man, because you got that other spirit. God said, I want you to keep reading because, you know, you said that. You read, you keep on reading. He said, thou one sin is for me. Give it. Come on, keep on reading. Over there, 9 and 4. We'll go to 5. Come on, man, you got your book. God
on,
will God forgive you.
They
don't have to worry about it.
They're coming back on the top.
Okay,
brother.
I got you. Look at
this.
Look at this. Again. When God forgives, you don't have to worry about it no more. All you got to do is get lined up with him and stay where he is. Now, what you saying? Now, I'm telling you, you're probably going to be tempted with that same thing you had a problem with, same thing you were going struggling with. But I've learned that if you read and you get in some prayer time with God, he'll fill that void, man, and he'll take that desire out of you that you want to do it no more. Man, I'm telling you, I got some folks on there right now. I tell you, boy, I was a hellion, boy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I think I did pretty good on that side. I had a pretty good time over there. But, boy, he took something out of my mouth I didn't want to do no more. He took cursing out of my mouth. He took lying and running out the other things in my life. You know what he did? He put me in his light on it and let me see that in my life that he put in me, signed for him, for man, that he will be glorified. What I mean by that, not me be lifted up to God, because they know it's got to be God to nothing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy
my
Spirit.
Man.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
My. What you got there, Mike?
Yeah.
I found in him.
Brother Mike.
Rest in peace. And
yeah.
Me
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Came to Jesus as I was wounded,
yeah.
Weary,
yeah.
And home.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say? He found in him. My.
Yes, sir.
Where y'all talking this morning? Where y'all teaching this morning? I've been on this phone listening. Sometimes you got to lay back and listen and learn.
Yeah.
Come on, Doc. Hey. Come on, Doc.
Been in the cut listening. I like it. I'm liking it. Sir, I'm liking it.
I know you pray.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? We're going to do something. If anybody on this phone needs prayer, want to testify, want to just wave your hand, want to just a prayer as your pain or something going on in your life, or you want to come meet Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not saying this is a platform that you can come and join the church, but we ask you, if it's something to touch your heart, they want to change, get in somewhere where they're teaching that Bible, man, where they write their Bible, that Bible is truth. Then when you get there, you feel the counsel of the Lord. You feel the Lord convicting your heart. Come out.
Oh, God.
You don't have to be there.
God.
You know, come on out. You know, come out. And I'm telling you this, I'm a firm believer. It ain't how you fall. This is how you get up.
Yeah.
Don't wallow in it. Get on up. God loves us, man.
Oh, yeah.
God so loves the world. That's why I read. God so loves the world. What did he do? He gave his only begotten son.
Oh, yeah.
You know, believe in him, should have everlasting life. I don't know about you, but you believe in him today. You know what I'm talking about? You can serve him today. This is a good time to get on board. Now, I'm going to say this. For the sake of the ones on the phone, I'm saying, if you want to get in, all you got to do is hit the one button.
if you want prayer, you want to testify, or you want to elaborate on the scriptures that we already done, it's a good time to get on board if you want to get in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Help
it's a good time.
Move
good
right
time.
Now. Move right now. Move over your people, my Lord. Show your face right now, Lord.
It's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Greg, I'm on this dock. I'm on this dock.
I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. I'm on this dock. I ain't supposed to have this phone now, but I got to say this. A lot of us that want to come to Christ, and we won't come because we're so afraid of what our friends going to say. We're so afraid of how our constituents don't look at them. But I come to tell you, sisters and brothers, our friends, our constituents, our loved ones is not who we need to be worried about, how they look
come
at
on,
them.
Man.
Oh,
we
yeah,
need
on,
to
man.
Be worried about how Christ Almighty going to judge us when the lamb of Christ is open.
Oh, yeah.
That's where our worry needs to be. Because the Bible has already instructed us. And the Bible said, if it was possible, he said,
yes, sir.
Every left would be deceived.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Some of us tend to think that Brother Eric knows something about the Bible. Brother D knows the Bible. Some of us think Brother Brendan knows. Don't you know the Bible has said that we could be deceived?
Oh,
yes,
sir.
Yeah.
The last day.
That through Christ Jesus, it's not possible. Not
on,
through Brother D's thoughts. Not through what Brother Eric, not through what my friends look at me and think of me, but
yes,
Christ Almighty. That's who makes it not possible for me to be deceived.
Oh, yeah.
Because he left it on record for me. We got to get out of that. We got to get out of that. Here these people coming. I'm about to get off the phone. We got to get out of thinking about what someone say about us. How someone look, how someone think.
Hey, but you go. Before you go, you know, I always raise the question. You've been trying it your way all your life, and it ain't worked out for you. You've been trying it your way all your life, and it ain't worked out for you.
Yeah.
Now it's time to try Yahweh.
On,
try Yahweh. I guarantee when you try Yahweh, green over on the other side, brother. Green on the other side. Oh, help
hey,
us
hey Brother Randy, right there, Brother Randy, even if you already got him, you feel pretty good about him, let's be in prayer for one another. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let's be in prayer for one another, you know, that we get stronger in the Lord, that we don't worry about what they're doing on the outside. Just stay focused. We're not saying don't be ignorant to what they ask us to do. Wash your hands, put a respirator on, put gloves on if you got to get out there, you know. Be reminded of what it is, because, you know, every day they talk about the death rate is going higher and higher with that disease. Trust me, God knows. He already knows. All we got to do is stay connected to the faith of God. Stay connected to the faith of God. Because I've learned something, Brother Mike and Brother Randy. I've learned something. And I'm going to say this before I say being absent about it. You need to know him before you get absent out the Bible. You need to know he's your Lord and Savior. For you don't need to have a shadow of doubt that he rose. You don't need to have a shadow of doubt that he's your Savior. Then you could do this here. Being absent out the body is being present with the Lord. Can I say that again?
Yeah.
Being absent out this body is being present with the Lord. There's some people won't come back because they see the thing. Hear me when I say it. They won't come back because they seen his face. And probably telling God, let me go tell them. He was listening. He wanted to go tell somebody, Brother Mike. He saw Lazarus and Abraham bosom. He seen them holding them. And he asked him what he said a while ago. We heard it a little bit. He said, can you tell Lazarus, stick his hand in the water and put it on my tongue? Because I'm in torment down here. And the Bible
come
said
on.
Before that, Brother
come
before that, he said, it's a gut fix in between there. He said, I can't go up and he can't come down. So I'm going to tell you something. I'm a firm believer that this here, you better get him before you leave here. You know what I'm saying? Because look what he said. With Abraham, well, can you send him back and go tell my five brothers, Brother Mike? Can you go? He said, hey, they have Moses and the prophets. Hey, they ain't going to please nobody that rose from the dead. That's what the scripture said. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a good time to get on board. It's a good time to get on board.
Yes.
Now, we do this here.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning, fellas. I've been sitting back listening. And you know they give me my daily word every day. I want to read it to everybody.
Come on, brother.
And it comes from, it's coming from the text was, if so be we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. It's Romans 8, 16 and 17. And it says the Spirit, Romans 8, verse 16 and 17, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children that heard of God and joined here with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Yes,
and his inspiration says the Holy Spirit is what confirms in us that we are the children of God. The Bible defines the Holy Spirit as our guarantee of eternal life with the Father. As children of God, we become heirs with Christ, and we will partake in his inherency that God the Father gave us his Son. And that's all I got today. I've been sitting back listening and learning, and I just had to get my word today and get back in the corner.
I'm back on. Hey, brother, nothing. But no, hold up, brother. So you go in that corner. Hold up. Can you come out the corner for 1 second?
All right.
Can you come out there? You said Romans 8 and 16, right? That's what you said, right?
8, 16, and 17.
I'm going to bag up the 15, and let's see what this thing. Let's do this here. Let's bag up the 15,
yes,
if you don't mind. Look what it says. Right. 8, Romans. And the reason why God put it in your heart like that, brother, you know why God put it in your heart like that? Because it's confirmation.
Me,
it's confirmation. If Brandon helped me, it's confirmation. Can I say it one more time? It is confirmation. See, God, he's not going to let the word go out and come back void. Look what it says. For you have not received the spirit of abundance, again, to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. He said, whereby we are called Abba, Father. That's what you said. Hey, look what it says. The Spirit in itself bear witness. Look what it says, with our spirit, that you are the children of God. When you read that, when I was listening to that, it ties in like you were saying. I like that, brother. I just wanted to let you know. Well, I'm telling you, brother, when you want an answer for the God, if you got some problem with something, God gave you some confirmation. All we got to do is stay there.
Yes, sir.
Do you want God to confirm something? That was a good scripture, brother. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. That's my daily word that come across my phone. And it just like it just fit with today's program.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That's the spirit. That's the spirit.
That's
as soon as you said that spirit told me, you see? Word confirmation, what y'all was just talking about. How you be glorified with God. If you suffer with him, you got to be glorified with him. And then another came right on with the scripture. That's just the spirit of God, man.
Confirm it. It's confirmed,
right.
Man.
Confirmation.
It, man. Yes, sir.
Just like when you set that airline ticket and you go to the counter and you got that piece of paper for confirmation.
Uh-huh.
The word of God is better than that. We sitting on here being spirit led and spirit fed. Then God come right back around with the confirmation.
That's it.
We walk by faith. See how the faith walk came with the word, we talking about the word, and the confirmation came later. See, that's the difference in God and believing in God than for God to show you a sign. Remember what Jesus said?
Yeah.
For this generation will seek the sign and they will not get one. For the ones that don't believe. See, we believe because we woke up this morning talking about the word. Putting the word forth. Walking in the coolness thereof. Then God came right along and sheared it up, as the old people say. He tightened it up. Came, gave us the word right back. Boy, you can't tell me God.
I know we're going. We're going to get out of here. But look at here, man. He said, I got to get it out. better than nothing. You know, see, we normally do this on the back line. We try to be kind of cordial and proper and everything, but sometimes you just don't know how to act when you got the Holy Ghost, right? he said, hey, Brother Mike, he said, I wanted to keep this. I need to get it out. But see, God had a perfect time to put it in there. He had a place and a time for him to read that scripture just then. He didn't want him to read it in the beginning, in the middle. He wanted to read it.
What,
just hey, then.
What Isaiah 60:22 say? Oh.
Yes, sir.
At the right time. He said at the right time.
Yes, sir.
The Lord will do it. Huh?
Yeah. I know you're right about it. Hey, Brother Mike.
Hey,
man,
we're gonna
do something, man. Would you pray for us, man? We're gonna get them out of here though. But would you pray for us before we
I don't have no background
get out
Lord.
Of here. Do I? Huh?
Girl, we can
bat with
it. You got a little bit, but we can
bat
with it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today, thanking and glorifying you, Lord, for letting us see another day, Lord, for our salvation.
Yeah.
And all the gifts and beautiful things you've all given us. Protection over from last night, Lord Jesus, and the protection from the day forth, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for everything. I'm as humble as I can be, Lord. I'm just grateful, Father, because you didn't have to do it, Lord. We could have been amongst a list of the ones that didn't wake up, but Lord, you woke us up. And Father God, and I just want to say thank you for all the ones that's dealing with this COVID-19 and whatever illness or whatever healing they need, Lord Jesus. Let it go forth, because Father, you say, if we believe upon you, Lord Jesus, this is what you want to do, Lord. That's according to your words and according to scripture. And Father, you are the one. You are the glory. You are the one. You are my redeemer. You are the redeemer of the world, Jesus. And right now, I just want to say thank you. And Father God, let your word go forth and let your plan go forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Yeah, shit.